Welcome to this episode of Dental Soundbites. Here's your host, Dr. Bill Griffin.
Thanks, Jamie. Today's guest on Dental Soundbites is more than a guest. She's an integral part of the ministry of the Christian Dental Association. Dr. Katie Musser serves as the program director of the CMDA Dental Residency Plus program, and she's traveled from her home in Lexington, Kentucky, in part to allow us to record this podcast about how the Lord is extending the reach of the Christian Dental Association into new areas of dental ministry. Thank you, Dr. Musser, for making this drive and also for joining me on this episode of Dental Soundbites.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Griffin.
Katie, as you and I have worked together during the past 5 years or so, I've had the privilege of getting to know your family, your husband, David, and your three beautiful daughters, Ellie, Addie, and Izzy. Take a few minutes to introduce our listeners to your family.
Sure. Well, I'm married to my wonderful husband, almost 10 years this year we've been married, and he is an elementary teacher by trade. And yeah, our girls are Ellie, Addie, and Izzy, and poor man, we have a girl dog and two girl guinea pigs. So it's a full house of females. So we have transitioned our life in the last 3 years. Our youngest daughter, Izzy, has a genetic disorder called trisomy 18. And so we have journeyed into caregiving mode on top of being parents. And so he is now actually homeschooling our older children as I continue to work alongside CMDA residency program and caregive Izzy at the same time.
And it's been good to some extent to walk with you in that challenge. Some in our listening audience may remember a podcast you and I did a few years ago regarding your work with CMDA, and I'm glad we can update our members on what's been happening since then. But first, please retrace some of your initial steps with CMDA. Now, you currently serve as CMDA's Dental Residency Plus Program Director, and it's been an interesting journey to get to this point. Over a decade ago, my predecessor, Dr. Jeff Amstutz, began the first CMDA Dental Residency Plus program in Memphis, Tennessee. How did you hear about the program, and what first attracted your interest?
Yes. So in 2014, I was here in Bristol at headquarters, and I was attending the Emerging Leaders Conference for dental students, and Jeff was running that conference. And he shared about a soon-to-be-launching Dental Residency Plus program through CMDA. And I had a strong heart for dental ministry, thought that I would be doing international dental missions work. And when he shared the vision of the Plus program, I had to learn more. So I went and introduced myself to him as a second-year dental student at the time and said, tell me more about this and how can I get involved? And from that point on, I went and did a vision trip to Memphis, Tennessee, where the initial Plus program was launched. And I learned more and continue to feel that call and that next right step that God put in my heart to move to Memphis and join the program.
I was at that conference. I remember the enthusiasm for this brand new program, yet wondering what it was going to be like as it developed. So you completed your 3 years of training, and then you made the decision to become a part of the CMDA Residency Plus faculty to pass on what you learned to future residents. It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, where he says, and these things which you've heard in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men and women, I might add, who will be able to teach others also.
Yes, I mean, that apprenticeship model has been influential and crucial in my own personal life, and it's been an honor to get to play a role in really mentoring those who are coming into dental ministry behind me. So the choice to stay on board for an additional 5 years in Memphis was very impactful for our family and was very much an honor to get to work in Memphis beyond just residency.
And several other of your classmates in that residency decided to stick around as part of the faculty as well.
Yeah.
So anyone who's been a part of the CMDA Dental Residency Plus program recognizes the profound sense of camaraderie, the sweet fellowship that exists, which has contributed to relationships that have remained close over the years. How has the Lord created such a tight-knit community among Residency Plus graduates?
Yes, we refer to ourselves as the Plus family because very much so, these have become family members to our to my own personal family, and I know that many in our Plus family agree. Something along the residency program model is that we live in community among each other in a harder-to-reach population and a community of people that don't have as many resources as we may naturally have. And that has been a significant impact in all of our lives. And the beauty and the difficulties and challenges that come with living in a neighborhood and community like that have really knit my family, my Plus family members together as we are like-minded and have a heart to serve the Lord in this way and have learned a broader perspective on the world and what others have gone through beyond what our culture and what our upbringing may have looked like.
Now, for those who are not yet familiar with the various components of CNBA's Residency Plus program, give us an overview of some of the pertinent pieces.
Yeah, we're founded on five core competencies. So that is spiritual depth, missional living, leadership development, clinical skills, of course, and operational and administration. And those five core competencies have been crucial in continuing to mold our curriculum and our discipleship program year to year and can flex based on the needs of our current trainees.
So what I see happening through the CMDA Residency Plus program over the years is that recent dental school graduates have an opportunity to certainly advance and refine their clinical skills, as happens in all dental residency programs, but they're also infused with an ongoing awareness that providing dental care is not an end in itself. It's a way to demonstrate the love of Christ to those that they care for. The result, I think, is a beautiful integration of physical and spiritual health.
Yeah, exactly. The three pillars that we talk about in this residency program are dental excellence among under-resourced populations, community living in and among our patient population, and thirdly, discipleship. And so, yeah, the mentorship discipleship piece of what we're doing, living in community with one another while providing compassionate dignity to vulnerable and marginalized populations is crucial and what makes it such a unique program.
Now, there are currently two U.S. Residency Plus programs, and you're also working to develop two additional programs overseas. Share with our members what's going on at each of these locations.
Yes, it's exciting to envision what can happen abroad. We are excited that locally in our domestic cities, there is great need, and we have many leaders in the dental field that are desiring to start PLUS programs in the U.S. And then to look up and see that we have partners in Uganda and Rwanda and hopefully many more countries to come who also have a heart for their own population and the areas of need there as well. And so, yeah, we're in development with a Christian dental school in Uganda that would like to start a residency program with the PLUS program piece of it. They want it to be a discipleship program that can also invest in the population in their country that needs the most help. And similarly in Rwanda with our partners there as well.
Well, I very much look forward to being a part of a mission trip to Rwanda in June. And if any of those of you out there would like to join me, please let me know. Now, as we consider possible additional Residency Plus programs in other parts of the U.S., you utilize a fascinating diagnostic tool for each site, what you call a readiness assessment, which I believe your David helped to develop, right?
That's right.
Now, it kind of reminds me of an X-ray, or maybe better said, a CT scan, because it analyzes the potential site from various different angles that gives the people at that site an opportunity to determine how ready are they and what else might they need to work on. Tell us more about this valuable resource.
Yes, it's been a really helpful tool that Lance Lettrell with DP3 Solutions helped us develop, and David was on that team as well to help with it. There are 12 components that are needed to really be ready to start an accredited Dental Residency Plus program. And so it helps us evaluate when a champion or a leader comes to CMDA and says, hey, I would really be interested in starting a PLUS program at my local health center or in the place that they may be working. And then we can look a little more detailed at these 12 components and see, do you have executive leaders who are in agreement with this mission? Is there missional alignment with this program? Do you have the clinical infrastructure to host a residency program? And the list goes on. And it's helpful for us to be able to then say, here's the analysis of that readiness assessment. Here are the areas that show that you are ready. And then here's some areas that still need more development. And then we as CMDA can come alongside and help them in the aspects that we're able to help. And then we can connect them with others who may be able to support them as well as they continue in development.
And as you describe that, I think about sites where we've done these readiness assessments and where you're able to let them know what the strong areas are and what they need to work on. And I think it makes it likely that some of these sites that weren't quite ready initially could eventually get to that point of becoming Dental Residency Plus programs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, in the Christian Dental Association, as you know, we have a growing number of student members. And many of them are prayerfully contemplating what the Lord might have for them after graduation. So let's pretend that sitting between us in this studio here is a student interested in the Residency Plus program. What would you like them to know?
The number one piece of these programs is the community that's developed, as we've alluded to already. And as we step out of dental school, it is a really big leap. It feels like a big leap. And the opportunity to get to be mentored and discipled while learning to be an excellent dentist, while advancing the kingdom of God among people who are lost, people who need the hope and love of Christ, is this beautiful picture that's happening through the experience. We are a launching pad for people. We're not a prescription, so we're not here to prescriptively tell somebody, you need to go and do this thing once you finish our program. But we're here to come alongside and guide and mentor and offer tools and resources to teach our residents really how to connect with the Lord in a deep way and to learn how to hear the voice of God and then respond in obedience to Him. So that's, to me, the biggest part of a PLUS program and what has been so valuable for all of our alumni. And then as we continue to grow and develop, there is leadership opportunities for our residents, for our graduates to then go and serve the world in whatever way God would have for them to do, many of which have a desire and a heart to start their own training PLUS programs in their own cities or in their own context.
And that launching pad has sent a number of Christ-centered dentists to a variety of places where they are serving Christ in various situations. It's great to see.
Yeah.
Now, it's so great for us at CDA to have an opportunity to speak into the lives of dental students across the nation. And we expect many of our student members to join us for the Great Commission Dental Conference in the Dallas area on September 12th and 13th. And they'll have the opportunity to talk with you and several other graduates of the program at that event. So I can certainly see why students would be interested in the CMDA Residency Plus program. Now, with regard to our cadre of dentists, how can they contribute to the well-being of this ministry?
Yes, there's a number of levels of engagement for our dental members, and it's a great conversation to have. So when you go to the Great Commission Dental Conference, please come and find me, and I'd love to talk one-on-one. Really, I want to learn our dental members' giftings. So there's a big need for teaching. So if we've got teachers in the group, maybe you're not a formal faculty member, but there is experience you have that you could impart upon our trainees. We have virtual and in-person opportunities for lectures. There's also opportunity to go in the clinics and even hands-on do teaching as well. And then many that have come as guest speakers for our discipleship nights that we have on a weekly basis that maybe share more on the spiritual or missional aspect of what we do and share their missions experience. So there are even more that I'm not even touching on right now, but we really need people. We need people who have a heart to invest in the next generation and to really impart the wisdom that God has given them throughout the years that they've been practicing their profession of dentistry.
And there are opportunities both in this country and overseas, perhaps,
exactly,
in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Katie, anything else at all that you'd like to mention that I haven't asked about?
What I'd like to say is just that there is great need. There's an avenue of great need in our backyards of our cities in the United States. There is great need globally, not just because there's a huge gap in oral healthcare, access to oral healthcare, but also great need for people to know the hope and love of Christ. Mm. And so that is really what, as those two components are enmeshed, that's what makes this program so unique, is that we get to use dentistry as a ministry for the glory of God. And we prayerfully hold that in surrender to God. We pray that He will move, and it's not out of our doing and our actions and our abilities, but it is by the strength and power that He gives us to do it.
It is so beautiful to see how the Lord can take a negative event, a toothache or whatever it might be, and use it for His glory when the person providing the care is looking at that patient as someone created in the image of God, made to be in fellowship with that God.
That's right.
Well, Katie, it has truly been a joy, your middle name, to walk with you through the doors the Lord has opened for CMDA, to sow into the lives of our next generation of dental professionals. And I look forward to discovering His plans for us in the coming years.
Thank you. What a joy to be with you today.
All of the various ministries of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, including the CMDA dental residency programs that Dr. Musser directs, are made possible by those of you who support us through your dues and additional giving. Those of you who are not currently dues-paying members, I encourage you to join with us. It's easy. Just go to cmda.org/join, and in just a few minutes, you're a member. And many don't know that the dues paid by CMDA members represent only about 11% of the total support needed to bring the hope and healing of Christ to the world through healthcare. So we especially appreciate those who give above and beyond their CMDA dues. Thank you. And now here's Jamie Majeski with a few more items of interest.
Save the date for the second annual Great Commission Dental Conference in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area on September 12th through 13th, 2025. We're expecting over 30 guest speakers presenting on a wide range of topics, including short-term mission trips, private practice ministry, community clinic involvement, and more. There will be something for everyone at this conference, including students. For more information and to register, visit cmda.org/GCDC.
I hope you enjoy our Dental Soundbites podcast as much as I do. We get a close-up look at how the Lord is utilizing healthcare professionals, including dentists, hygienists, and assistants, to communicate the love of Christ to a world that so desperately needs it. Keep shining your light and look forward to what God will do in and through you. Until next time, God bless.
Thanks for listening to Dental Soundbites. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email dental@cmda.org. And if you'd like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.